All right, here we go. I've been dreading this for a little bit because I didn't really know what to actually say about my experience, but I guess I'm just going to go ahead and go in on ODST. There's been a lot of talk about the price of ODST and was it worth it, was it not, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say, in my opinion, about a week ago, it was worth it. I had finished the game, played a little bit of Firefight. I just had a blast, and I actually did have fun. But now, a week later, I barely even touched the thing. Now, I played through the game. I played through on normal by myself, which is what I normally do. And then, you know, I might get together and play some heroic with my wife or some legendary with some friends. That's normally how I play Halo. It's, you know, I just haven't had any reason to actually go back to it. I mean, I played Halo 3 countless amount of times. The single player campaign, I played that countless amount of times. And I had fun playing the game with different people, blah, blah, blah. But ODST, I'm just kind of just mad on. I mean, I enjoyed playing the game at the time I played it. I enjoyed the campaign. I liked it a lot. But I just don't feel like I have a reason to go back and play it again unless somebody actually asked me to go back and play it. I had fun with Firefight. But even though I had fun with Firefight, that still required, I mean, I wouldn't have had any fun by myself. At least for the Halo 3 multiplayer. If I don't have anybody else that I'm playing with, I can jump on, go into matchmaking, and find some fun. Or find some kind of fun. And with the Firefight mode and stuff like that, you just don't have that. You don't have that luxury because you have to have four people that you know do co-op, which is the best way to do co-op. I mean, I know Firefight is pretty much co-op, not really competitive, but it's, you know, it would have been at least a little bit to their advantage for you to be able to find like-minded people. You know, even if you're just achievement whoring and you just needed some people to just get your achievement whore on with, it would have been a lot better if they would have put some kind of a matchmaking thing. And you know, you could have just said, hey, I'm looking to try to get some achievements, and they match you up with some people that are trying to get achievements. I mean, it couldn't have been that hard. I mean, the matchmaking stuff is already set up, so I don't regret buying
the game.
It's just, I don't have anybody else to really play the game with, and that kind of sucks, because everybody in the world is waiting for Modern Warfare 2, which is going to be a tremendous game with tremendous sales. A lot of people are going to be playing, but I just really hope, I mean, with ODST being an add-on, it was a pretty good add-on, but it was something that I don't think I had I known I wasn't going to be playing the game in a week, I wouldn't have bought it. Just plain and simple, just putting it up there. At the time I bought it, I thought I would be playing it for a little bit, a little while, at least until Modern Warfare 2 came out. But I found myself, you know, wanting to borrow Modern Warfare 1 so I can actually learn how to play the game because, you know, of my motion sickness issues with the game. So, all in all, I only regret my decision because a week later, I'm not actually playing the game. That's not saying that that's not going to change. And, you know, I might find some people online to play with. But for right now, I'm not playing with anybody. And that just kind of sucks.